Hey, Spin and Backfist listeners, you can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequila-cation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
This is your Twisted Kings, Taylor Lewan and Will Compton. Summer is right around the corner.
Nothing is better than grabbing a refreshing Twisted Tea cold on the rocks. It's got 5% alcohol. It is the perfect drink to turn up your summer. And you might be wondering, is this a sponsored ad? Yes. But the truth is, the boys, we love Twisted Tea.
Dude,
go buy it, go drink it, drink responsibly, and tell your boys to buy it as well. Let's have ourselves a hell of a summer. Oh, don't be dumb. Drink responsibly.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
All right, we're live. It's the Spin and Backfist MMA show for Tuesday, March 28th. It is Robbie, it is Big Ev, and it is Jack Mack all together in studio to recap UFC San Antonio, talk about some fight announcements, talk about some fight news. We had people jawing at each other from a hospital bed. We had Patty the Batty talking some
shit.
Congrats to Patty for getting that surgery. Well wishes in recovery, obviously. And right now you're watching a live fight, Jack Mack versus his mic stand.
Oh my God.
We watched me versus mine last week, and you see now this white mark that they had to get a new one. I put it out of commission. TKO'd it.
So that's not tape.
All right, I'm just going
to
hold
no,
it.
No, yeah, they had to get a whole new thing. And they're going to deduct it out of my paycheck. You said right before we started recording, thank God I won the bets this weekend because, yeah, I would have been out $10,000.
$10,000.
Thank God that's only yeah, a day.
For the arm, just for the
it's
arm.
It's only a day's pay, though, so it's all right.
Fact, yeah.
That's all right.
I mean, like, if I took a half day, maybe.
Yeah.
Someone said 10-8 mic stand. Logan DeWolf. Shout out Logan DeWolf. Oh,
he's
in the chat.
He's right. The mic stands have defeated us in back-to-back fights. Trilogy next episode.
I love the show. Keep up the great work. Us. Thank you.
Yeah, that is a yeah.
Yeah, it's
on the prelims.
How are we? How are we after UFC San Antonio? Pretty good card. All things considered.
I thought it was pretty good. Honestly, the standout. Obviously, we want to go top to bottom. We want to go.
Yeah.
Just go Sanhagen Vera first.
That's probably what most people are here for. So let's.
Yeah, fair enough. I mean,
address it.
I guess the first. I mean, Sanhagen looked great. Obviously.
Amazing.
Looks really, really good. Vera just. I don't know. He obviously he did kind of the normal Vera thing, but it felt like he even turned it on even later. Like it, because even in the Cruz people, like they talk about how he did a similar thing in the Cruz fight. Where he was down, I thought the Cruz fight he was down 2-0, and then I thought he picked it up at least in the third round. Mm-hmm. This one I thought he didn't pick it up in the third round.
He did. I thought he
won.
He
picked it up
a little bit in the third
round,
but
then lost
fourth. Actually, you're right. Third round he kind of did, and then even lost the fourth round. The fifth round I felt like he just picked it up the last like 20 seconds.
Yeah,
exactly. If he fought like he did in the last 20 seconds, it would have been a completely different fight.
But also, I give Corey credit as well because he kind of made it hard to hit him.
Totally.
He just ended.
It's what Vera said afterwards. He couldn't get started.
He's so like even Corey said it after in the post presser, he was shocked at the way that when he took him down that he just like settled there.
Yeah,
like he was just so willing to just like be on his back for almost an entire round, almost the first and second round.
I was gonna say he got up with like a minute left in the second,
yes,
and then didn't even really
but
do
he was
anything
down for
after
probably
that.
Almost 2.5+ minutes.
Yeah, maybe more.
Minutes.
Yeah,
and then so, Corey's ground and pound's very good too, as we saw. So it's not like you're going down there with. I mean, not to insult my own guy, but Colby doesn't have the best ground and pound. It's not going to – you could probably survive and then live to fight another day. But Corey, I mean, Vera did open up Corey a little bit on
those
the ground.
Those elbows were good, yeah.
But Corey – also, Vera's corner every – in between every round was like, are you here now? Like, can we go? He said before the first, I don't want to be down 1-0. Then he goes down 1-0. He's like, I don't want to be down 2-0, Marlon. We talked about this. And then he won the third round, controversial. And then he said, okay, we're here now. Let's go, let's go, let's go. And then the fourth, he just, I mean, Lee tweeted it out, and it was correct. Oh, what's up, Ben Davis? did Marlon Vera think this fight was a 7-round fight? It was just,
yeah.
Or
he waited, he kept waiting to turn it on. Yeah. And I do think it's what Ev was saying. Like, Sanhagen did make it so hard to hit him.
Sanhagen's
he
so
was moving good. Side to side. It reminded me of like old Dominic Cruz fights when people would be like, he was there and then he wasn't. Not the same footwork and same wonkiness and same like awkwardness, but Sanhagen did fight like a perfectly awkward fight in that he couldn't get hit.
He does have a little Cruz in his game. Not identical, yeah. But he has got a little bit of, he for sure. I mean, he's
sixth round.
Mythical fighter. I was like, don't give him a sixth round. He'll come hell's blazing.
Yo, big game for life saying we'll never get Tim Sylvia. You never know. We're come trying, on. Bro.
We could probably get him.
Oh, wow, he is white our white whale. No. Big game for life's right.
I bet we could get him one day. I don't know if we could get him now while he's like employed by Pete Davidson. He might have some kind of NDA. Pete Davidson don't want him doing media. And probably he has to like be by Pete Davidson's side.
Yeah, I would think so.
If maybe he gets a call like, hey, we're going out.
Pete Davidson does an episode with Chicks in the Office or KFC Radio.
Oh, when he comes in and
then we're like, yo, Tim.
Yeah. Like, and then we're like, yo, Tim. Real quick. And he's like, I can't leave. And we'll just do the podcast huddled around him outside the studio.
I was going to say one of us could do it in the Sirius studio. So there's glass. And then one could do it in the lobby or something.
You can do the interview, but eyes are still on Pete.
Yes. It's like when you see like celebrities, like I think it was Rihanna and A$AP Rocky and Disney. And like their security guard had to be on the teacups, like behind their kids and everything. Yes. It's so funny.
I think actually the one that might've been Cardi maybe.
Oh, was it?
I think Cardi B. With like their kid,
yeah.
So like she's on one with the daughter, yeah. And then the other, he's just like sitting on the other teacup. Hilarious.
Oh, that would be great. That would be great. Have y'all watched MMA Guru? I think I've seen MMA Guru
only
before. Yeah,
his mental breakdown about Merab.
Did he have a mental breakdown about Merab?
I think he was like us. He put the bankroll on Jan,
and he was
and watched him get 50-45, yeah. Like just like helpless.
And then he was yelling like, "I fucking hate you, Merab."
Merab almost got into it with a fan.
That was awesome.
He literally jumped up the ring.
That's great. Like, started climbing like
he was like, was fight. It wasn't like he made fun of his country or anything.
No.
He said, fight Aljamain. And he said, what you say? And then he ran.
He started climbing up like he was an American Ninja Warrior. Like
he got up there so fast. Like, boom, boom, boom. Yeah.
Terrence McKinney, I think, was like exposed MMA gurus.
He got his address, or he doxed him or something.
I don't know if he actually did it. McKinney doxed Guru
or the opposite?
No, I think he
McKinney
doxed
said
Guru.
He was going to.
He like threatened that he was going to dox him or something.
I didn't know that.
Well, I think it was Max Moore. Honestly,
this was after the morale.
What he said about Jan was, I feel like what people think we say about fighters.
Okay. He was super disrespectful.
So mean after the Jan Morale fight. He was like, Jan's like a. He was like a
he was what they like, thought like McKinney like, thought we were
yeah. Calling him like a little like ugly Gremlin troll like
yes
like,
yeah
like very insulting and just like saying he sucks and like just all the shit like saying he was like a bitch and like blah 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 blah.
I do bad things.
Hot Billy, I completely agree. Merab jumping in the frozen pond is a goat clip.
Yeah,
when because when it cuts to just his bloody head and he's got like the shirt on it as a bandage, such a funny cut, unreal clip. I can't. Merab's one of the only people that could survive that.
They were talking about him. Jorge was on Rogan. They were talking about him, and they were like, because Joey Diaz always talks about he was like the immigrant mentality,
yeah, yeah.
And that's what Rogan was like. He was like, Rob's just like immigrant mentality. And then even Jorge was like, he was like that cardio. He was like, I'm telling you, he's like mutated. He was like, I don't mean that in like a negative way. I'm saying like there's something like just different with his body. Like he's got like extra lung or something.
It's like his lungs are a machine. It's like you have like mechanic. He's a cyborg.
Yeah,
yo, he is the cyborg.
For a million rounds.
Yeah, yeah.
It's crazy.
He's the best. I love him. I didn't love him. Got with the 50-45 in Jan, but that was because I had the bankroll on Jan.
Yeah.
But we lived to fight another day, and Merab showed us. But speaking of Merab, do you think he's ducking Umar, or do you think it's more of an injury? Because last night it came out
they
offered him a fight in
April. Or in May.
15.
Or something like that. Yeah.
And then he does have the injury that came out last week. He had the injury going into the fight against Jan.
Yep.
Obviously, he didn't want to pull out. Makes sense. And then, but I think
they said the fight could happen in July.
June, in July, which if that happens then, it wasn't ducking. He just wanted to get
it's soon enough where I don't think that would be ducking.
But also at this point, like when if Sanhagen was ready, I don't see why he would rather just fight Sanhagen.
No, that's true.
Like, why would you not fight like another top guy instead of Where with Umar, like Umar's what, like 11 or 12 or 13?
But he's one like of those, he's like an Islam 13, 11 when he was 11. Oh, everyone, no,
of course,
yeah.
I'm not displaying Umar. I'm saying from Rob's perspective, like, wouldn't you rather fight like the number three guy?
Yeah.
I get what you're saying. Like, they're almost giving him, they are kind of giving him the Islam treatment, like, give him a big bump. And he probably deserves that. I mean, he's looked really good, but.
Could there be part of it being like, oh, you don't want to fight the champ? Well, you're going to have a harder 100%. Harder route.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Dana is doing everything he can to make sure Merab never touches a belt. That's for sure.
Oh, this is a good point from Ben Davis, who, by the way, if you're listening on audio or whatnot, go follow him on Twitter. He does a billion things in the MMA world. I think he was in like a South American country, or was he making that up? He was calling it with who's the guy called?
Oh, no, John Morgan. They were.
Where were
they? Colombia?
Yeah, that was sick.
It was like a.
Anyways, Merab doesn't want to fight for the belt, though, if Aljo is the champ. So, in my opinion, just have him fight Umar. I think that's, if you don't want to fight the champ, then you become kind of the guy you have to get through to get to the champ.
Yeah, that's true.
But I think the reason I was saying he should fight, like, I get what you're saying, but with the, I think it just makes sense with, like, Sanhagen called him out. It's the clear, like, kind of, I think it's, like, the fight to make there. And Aljo, I feel like he's pretty much already said, like, if he beats Cejudo, like, he's going to just go up, kind of.
Well, Cejudo and then O'Malley. Kind of his,
oh, yes, correct. O'Malley, yeah. Too. Yeah, yeah. So I guess it'd make him wait a little bit. But then at that point, I feel like Merab could kind of, I guess he's on a wait-around
guy. It is fitting with the main event.
Fair enough. He's not, like, a wait-around guy.
It is fitting with the main event that we just saw because same weight class. And in that kind of complete, just car crash at the top of it. And even at the bottom with Umar, I mean, quote unquote bottom, because he's 11 in
the
10.
Whole division, right? The division right now is the best it's ever been, for sure.
Aljamain tweeted that out during the fight on Saturday night when he was like, I think everyone agreed with that, but he's like, now you guys realize how great this is. I think
Did
everyone
you see
agrees.
The pictures of him with the Spurs, by the way?
No.
Aljo? It just seeing the height difference is always
shocking.
Every NBA player now is literally 6'8".
He's like 5'8", 5'7".
He was with, it's going to sound so bad that I don't remember the player because it's like the most famous Spur of all time, I think.
Tim Duncan?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think Tim Duncan, right?
Yeah. He looks crazy. He's got long hair. I was going to say he looks crazy now. He looks so different. Like he always
just the short, height difference
his
between
his entire
them.
NBA career. He had short hair. He's got the long hair like braids now.
I wouldn't be surprised if Duncan like trains jiu-jitsu. He seems like that kind of guy.
Yeah.
It'd be hard for him to find partners to.
That bunny's got is a jiu-jitsu bunny at this point. You know, that's a classic.
That's like a top like 10, 15 NBA player.
Tobin, we knew it was a joke. You don't have to look. There's a sausage fest in your mind. Yeah, no, that's funny.
Bro, this guy just gave us another Tim Sylvia fun fact. His uncle is in the original Karate Kid. We need this guy in the studio for these stories.
Tim Sylvia's. Yeah, he is the white whale.
Imagine Tim Sylvia watches all of, like every spinning backfist.
He That's just goes him back on a burner and, account. He's just trying to get people to talk about him.
Afraid to speak up.
It's his PR campaign.
Yeah, he's just building. We're just slowly building.
Oh, that's funny. What else is worth talking about on the card? Holly Holm went out there, won a unanimous decision, defended all the children of the country. Macy Barber, Andrea Lee. How do you feel about that decision?
I thought it was fine.
I was okay with it.
I think it was more. I think people are more like when you bet Lee like plus like 220 and it's close, you're just like annoyed. Like I was on either side of it, so I didn't really care betting wise. But I thought Macy won like a close fight. But
I thought it. I actually appreciate the judging there because like in the first round, Macy got taken down and was controlled, but she did more damage on the back and had Andrea in a possible submission in the first round. And I gave her the first. And then Andrea took Macy down, but Macy just caused more damage, in my opinion. But I understand people. If I had a plus 250 Andrea Lee ticket, I'd be pissed.
Yeah. I had her and Holly decision parlayed with like, I think I had someone else in that because it was like plus 400. I had Cop initially.
That was a very weird situation because Perez canceled.
Again,
everybody was saying, always ducking again.
Pussy,
but then,
this, that, well, the next thing.
The weird
then
thing
was a seizure.
At the ceremonial way, and he like grabbed his head, was like, I know you snitching, like,
yeah,
you're, like watching my camp, like videoing it, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. That was very weird.
That was
strange.
And then Cop is like, he's a pussy.
Like, it was like his child, like, he grabbed him like around the back of his head, was like, Like, look at me. Like,
it's like a mob boss. Like,
yeah.
How Michael Corleone grabbed Fredo.
I
knew it was you, Alcaraz.
That's how, like, Tony would grab Chris. Like, you'd be like.
Yeah. But
Ben Davis said he gave him a seizure. That's not accurate, but
12 pullouts is probably legitimately accurate.
That's accurate. Yeah.
Watching his tapology and just seeing all the gray is canceled. Every fight canceled.
That being his 12th and people reacting the way they did, I didn't have an issue with it then coming out. It wasn't like this is the first one he pulled out of and people were making fun of. It was the 12th one. And then unfortunately there was a seizure. I hope he's okay. But Magic pointed it out back on during the weigh-in and when that clip came out. He was like, Manel Kopp thinks he's prime Floyd Mayweather. That's why he acts that way. Like, he thinks he's prime Floyd Mayweather. That's why he acts that way.
Nate the Train picked himself up another win.
I think Nate is like, he's a win. He's like a win away in a war from being like star status.
Yeah,
I'm not saying like star, but like
he has
becoming a legitimate like fan favorite.
Is that it?
He's
factor.
Like right. His line after was unbelievable. One of the he said, "I've got a highlight reel like Evel Knievel, swagger like Elvis Presley, and I'll be damned if I ain't handsome."
Yeah,
that is that's one of my favorite lines I've ever heard after a fight.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Even I watched him on Hawaii yesterday. He's got him like off the like.
Oh yeah,
he's like, when I get an ice bath, it gets colder because I got ice in my veins. And like he was like ripping them off. I was like, yo, this guy's great.
I like that a lot.
He's what Colby Covington thinks he is.
But he's a real like. So he was talking about how like he has like a family, and he basically said he started going like away to Florida, like away from his family to train. And no TV, like no, he goes like savage mode for like
no TV is crazy.
He said he bought like a little, I think a little like condo, like a little apartment in like Florida where he trains.
Yeah.
And he just goes full. He basically turned it like a prison cell. Like he said, he sleeps on a shitty mattress on purpose. He sleeps like
that's not good for recovery
for your back. Yeah.
He said because he wants to just be almost like, yeah, I don't think he used the word primal, but just full, like just full savage mode. Like he was like, I don't need it. He was like, at my house with my wife, I have like a beautiful, nice, therapeutic, like great bed.
No, that's good. I hope.
He said he goes away. And he said maybe like once in the camp, he'll like fly his wife out for like a weekend or something. But he was like, other than that, he just like goes full savage mode. He said he just reads. He just like reads and just trains all day. And that's it. And
wow. Just goes to sleep. Been working
and
for over
again. And he said he's got three bonuses in a row.
Yeah. Dude, his last fight when he showed up and he used the stare down and the giant suit. Was just like standing there in the parking lot.
You see a suit for this?
I know it's swagged out. And there was part of me that was like, listen, I'm happy for the guy that now he's dripping and everything, but I would rather he show up in the big suits that look like he's part of the 2003 NBA draft.
I like that. Yeah.
Though he was wearing like the Trump suit, the
like,
one like,
yeah,
the
like
blue jacket, yep, with the red tie.
I feel like
shirt.
That's it should be his signature thing.
I don't just the fluorescent, like the blue with the black
turtleneck.
Like the double chain. I loved it. That look is just, I thought it was great.
And then we also have to mention CJ Vergara versus Daniel.
Oh
Lacerda.
My God.
One of the craziest comebacks. I mean, it reminded me almost of Matt Schnell's comeback in that he was just getting his ass kicked. He was running away, literally running away. And then
sprinting around the hockey.
Got caught with like a spinning back kick and that dropped him as he's running away. Then he comes back. He fucking finishes him in the next round.
Lacerda might just go like 0-10 in the UFC and just keep getting contracts.
I
don't want to cut him.
No, why would you?
Because I swear to God, I think I'm going to keep betting him first round until somebody's going to finish. Like that one, honestly, I feel like this. I literally thought this was the one, but I mean, I'm no fighter. I've never trained or anything, but everyone that fights was saying it is not smart to literally chase him around.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, cut him off in the cage. Don't, like, just
literally. He's running after.
Like, chasing him in circles. You're just wasting your energy. He clearly already has shown his gas thing seems to be usually his issue.
Yeah.
Connor Lube, leave. You can just leave.
These dudes are sleep-inducing when they talk. Yeah, just don't watch the stream.
Then. Yeah, you can leave.
We got our guys in the chat. We don't need you. We got our guy Ben Davis. We got our guy Logan DeWolf. We got
Boggs.
Jam.
Boggs Biega.
I love these people. But yeah, the running around and having the over in that. Lee bet the over, I saw. So I said, let me tell Lee on this one. He had it, I think, just one round.
Yep.
I had it one and a half rounds. When he's running away, I was standing up, laughing my ass off, going, run, keep so running, keep going, don't look back, just keep running. And then he almost got the choke. He almost had the arm triangle, had an arm triangle, like at 230. And yeah. I was like, no, don't tap. It was an enthralling fight. I enjoyed it very much.
Like, I really could see, like, you think Dana gives him like one more shot?
Yeah, I think so.
I think he does too. Like, it's so rare somebody that go like 0-4. And I think got finished every time, I think.
But all but four fights exciting, are crazy so it's like fights.
He's never fought. I don't think he's ever fought in the UFC and not had his opponent significantly hurt.
Yeah. He goes awesome. For it every time. He's great. He's great until he isn't.
He also has two names. Daniel Lacerda.
I know. Daniel DeSilva. I messed that up last week.
Use both. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Like on like a book, you'll see DeSilva and then it'll say Lacerda on one. It's crazy.
Oh, Ben Davis, great point. Sam Alvey was on an 8-fight losing streak.
That's and fair. Then, yeah.
Sham Alum.
But that's fair.
Sham Alum. No, I'm literally from Dagestan. My mom's basement isn't biased against Dagestan fighters.
No, yeah, this is Jack Nurmagomedov.
No,
yeah,
McGuire Madoff.
McGuire Madoff
almost likes them too much.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. McGuire Madoff. Yeah.
Team Honkers supporter in the chat. Thank you. Officially have a dozen team now. Shout out Honkers. Shout out Honkers. We have a match coming up tomorrow. I believe it's airing.
We have not seen Beth Correa's OnlyFans. At least I have not.
I did not see it. No,
I was unaware she had one.
I'm in a committed relationship, and I'm going to stay far away from that because of that. You know, like that's why
not bought any OnlyFans ever, but I've especially not bought MMA fighters OnlyFans.
Yeah, Logan DeWolf. Why do bad things constantly have to happen to the Leech? This is a good fucking question, Logan. Because the Leech versus Michael Chiesa is now canceled.
The injury's bad too. It's like a spinal thing.
Oh fuck!
I think he needs surgery. I read something that he was debating. It was either surgery, but he also was going to do like a more conservative type healing process. Which I don't know exactly what that entails or how the time.
I would assume it's more Eastern medicine. He's obviously from China. It would be more like a natural approach, but if that doesn't work, I mean,
it doesn't say how he suffered it. I think it was really grappling wonder. Like
I read, he was like doing like grappling practice, and he just kind of like just somehow rolled wrong on it or something happened.
I don't want to have to get fusion surgery.
I do like Ben Davis's approach here. Home remedy for a spinal surgery.
Well, I was confused because I was confused when I read it because it was like, oh, he needs surgery. But then it was like, oh, like it seems that he might be taking a more conservative route. I'm like, what does that mean?
Yeah, I know.
I'm like, what is he just going to wait till it doesn't hurt anymore? I'm like, I don't know how that works.
Ian Barrett says, can we talk about WrestleMania? Obviously, the biggest combat sports event happening this upcoming weekend. Two nights of it, Saturday, Sunday. Former opponent of Floyd Mayweather, Logan Paul, will be stepping back into the ring. Mm. He's taking on Seth Rollins. Going to be a good one.
Oh, I like that matchup.
Former UFC champ and Hall of Famer Ronda Rousey will be back in the ring in a tag team match with Shayna Baszler, other MMA pioneer of women's MMA in particular. Brock Lesnar has a match against Omos. Those are all the MMA related things.
Is there?
Yep. Ev doesn't have anything else to add on WrestleMania.
I agree.
I'll be watching.
But yeah, obviously Roman Reigns, Cody Rhodes main event. That's going to be fucking sick.
Saturday is a great sports day. PFL 1.
Yep.
We also have Final Four, obviously.
Yep.
That's
the day that Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn versus the Usos is happening.
William Knight and Parker Porter died, or Ann Glover died for UConn basketball to get to the Final Four.
Wait, are you breaking news? Did they all die?
No. If they actually died, that'd be awful. When you were talking about Nate Landwehr's TV, I was shocked when we've seen these videos of Pereira. I'm shocked he has a TV. I just think of him as sitting outside until he falls asleep and just
shooting bows, doing his walk, you know, to the ring.
Did you see Izzy's mad at him for making fun of his?
Well, that's what I was going to say. He just has a TV to just call Izzy like pussy.
Yeah.
For having like plush toys.
Like a cock. Yeah. He just like wants. Yeah.
For having like a rainbow. Bear,
when somebody translated.
Could you imagine if Pereira saw like my apartment? He'd be so. I don't have stuffed animals, but I got so many like action figures.
Pereira
Baby Yodas.
Came to
Jeff D. Lowe's desk.
Yeah. Came into our office and walked by Jeff D. Lowe's desk.
He would spit on it. He would spit in Baby Yoda's face.
Pereira also. Wait, what was I going to bring up? I completely blanked on it. But
the stuffed animals, Izzy.
Oh, stuffed animals.
Having a TV.
Oh, when they translated the famous press conference, or infamous, it's not famous. The when Pereira got it translated to him what Sean Strickland was saying to Izzy before the Strickland Pereira fight.
Oh, yeah.
Where he said, like, you jerk off to anime porn. He probably was like, that's the funniest thing I've ever
heard. Yeah,
but in the moment, he didn't know what, the, like, because obviously.
Yeah, language barrier.
Language barrier, but.
What else do we got? Anything else worth talking about on the San Antonio card? We got some fight announcements, too.
Right? Let me think.
I thought Pineda was a good underdog hit.
Yep.
28 for 28 on finishes or something.
Unbelievable.
Like that.
That's an insane stat. 100% finish rate at this point in his career, over 40 fights in. Like you said, 28 finishes, 28 wins. Guillotine submission. I think we talked about everything else worth talking about pretty much. Couple decisions.
Yeah.
You'll get those every week.
It's just the
Oh, this is worth talking about. Cowboy going into the Hall of Fame. That was a great moment on the broadcast. They surprised Cowboy,
with his family,
obviously,
right?
With the induction, as they try to do. And then with his family, they flew him out. He had no idea that they were going to be there. And I thought, what a brilliant thing, because in that moment, he's crying. It's such an awesome video they put together for a legend of the sport. Probably the only thing bittersweet about it was like, damn, I wish my family was here for this moment. Mm-hmm. And then out of nowhere, his family walks out of the tunnel, his kids, his wife.
Kid in the cowboy hat.
We got into the chat, in the group chat, like, is Cowboy Hall of Fame worthy? I said yes right away.
Yeah, I thought it was a no-brainer. Even when Rogan said, like, for sure, when he had his retirement fight.
Yeah. I understand. I said a sport this young, he's a true pioneer.
For sure.
He got so many people into it. He was one of those people who wasn't a champ, but was still a fan favorite, must-watch fighter. When people heard, oh, Cowboy's fighting this weekend, they would tune in. Casual fans.
Doesn't he have the most wins in UFC history?
He's top three in fights.
I think when he fought Connor, he did, because Connor was like, I'm fighting the guy who's got the most.
Then he definitely deserves it.
And I would put him up there with the best fighters to never win a title. I said.
And he did fight for a belt.
Yeah. More than once in WEC and UFC.
Not, you know, obviously, like, if it was the baseball Hall of Fame or football, like, what do you get in? Probably not, but also it's not fair to, like you said, like, he's the sport's 30 years old,
yeah,
as opposed to 150, 130.
And, like, you could really say, like, 25, because the first 5 years,
yeah, it was,
you
still know, they were kind of like figuring things out. So, yeah, no, he 100% deserved it. Also, I think this too, and I think you're seeing this now with, like, we saw what Anderson Silva was better than Cowboy, but I'm saying we've seen it with these guys where I don't think these end of their career runs with losses should really affect, like, who they were when they're in their, like, late 30s. Like, listen, fighting is such a different sport than, like, trying to, like, keep your career going in baseball. So you're like a pitcher that's losing his fastball, where you're getting knocked around, where, like, it makes a different sport where you're getting, it's tough to watch, like, these guys you love get beat up by these, like, young, hungry, like, monsters. But I don't think them having these losses late should totally just, like, ruin their legacy.
No, so, I agree.
Like, you, like, remember the Cowboy who was on the crazy run, who was head kick knocking people's faces off.
Good question from Lee. Who is better in their prime, Cowboy or Poirier?
In their prime, like, oh, that's, well, a really, like,
I mean, you could argue Poirier is kind
probably
of
probably Poirier.
We should ask Rogan who's better, GSP or Cowboy.
Oh my god, him saying Masvidal is better, that was,
I will say,
short circuit.
I think Poirier has the edge.
Poirier has the edge, but looking at Cowboy's resume, Cowboy truly has one of the most impressive resumes in the history of MMA. And the people he's been knocked out by, like, okay, the people he's knocked out losses to: Anthony Pettis, Dos Anjos, Masvidal, Connor, and Darren Till, right? And, well, he's got more than that.
He has some later ones that are
Gaethje.
Also, the later one, he got fucked. He beat Pettis in the second fight.
Yeah.
And Pettis, I remember Pettis got kind of like a very questionable decision.
Oh my gosh. Dustin Poirier raised my joke on SB.
Joe had to be high. I agree. Saying better than GSP?
What are we talking about? Masvidal, that was, yeah.
Ben Davis, great point. Eddie Wineland had a great stash. Remember when Sean O'Malley just killed him?
Yeah, he had an awesome stash.
Yeah, he did. I think he probably did have the best mustache in UFC history. Who else did? Creepy.
Did Cub Swanson ever have a good one? Or am I making that up?
The guy in the Contender Series. Or not Contender Series.
Ian McCall? Yeah, Ian McCall. Uncle Creepy. He had a good one.
The guy on Ultimate Fighter that he got choked out in like 2 minutes.
Oh, that's the best one.
The old school one?
Yeah. I will say,
Dan Severn, obviously. Come on. Yeah, if you're going back old school, Dan Severn, he's got the best. He has like the Magnum PI, is that it?
The fact they had,
like, that's a fucking stash.
Oh yeah, Ben, Ugly Joe is like, Ugly Joe Holmes is a good stash too.
Come on.
Ugly Joe's got the curls going.
Stipe's been trying to make it work.
Yeah.
He's got the firefighter stash now. Yeah. The issue is his hair's so light that it's like hard to see. Like Don Fry, great stash, point. Yeah. Don Fry.
Don Fry, just a legend. One. He was the number one.
He also hit someone at a UFC fight fairly recently, like a year ago. I think someone went up to him trying to fuck with him, and he just went boom.
What, my high school baseball coach looked just like Don Fry, and it was intimidating.
I was going to say either awesome or very intimidating.
My high school baseball coach was my favorite coach ever.
My dad's great. Got a mean stash.
Does he?
Never seen his upper lip.
Really? Never. Like, since you were born, he's had a stash? He's
forever, my whole life.
I like that. I like the commitment to a stash. I had an uncle. I still have an uncle, Uncle Brian, who for the first, like, 10 years of my life had a stash and then shaved it. Now we know him without a stash. But yeah, it was really weird for the first few years.
I think in my college days, I inspired him. I've had a beard for so long. I think I inspired him to try the beard at one point.
Oh, yeah?
But he kept the mustache still of course.
Aaron Jeffrey, who is coming fighting this weekend on Bellator 293, I think. He has a nice stash. Also, I wanted to shout out Masvidal, who said, makes sense that he said this. He's his training partner, but he said on the Rogan podcast that Eblen's the best middleweight in the world.
It's cool of him to give him that like big highlight shout out. Which
I don't know if it's true, but I think it's close to true.
He's definitely one of them for sure.
Someone said, Robbie, can you please grow one? No, I wish I could. I wish I could grow a beard. I just can't. I have been seeing some hairs growing in spots that they haven't been growing in, though. So I think maybe in like a year or two, I might be able to get there. Yeah.
Yeah, but you said, I'm probably.
I have the where I have the underneath, and I have like the sideburns. It's the worst. I could grow like a disgusting chin strap, which nobody wants, you know. At this point,
that'd be hilarious.
Robbie Barstool with a stash is a new mythical fighter. Stashed up me, yeah. The Bellator card this weekend, the PFL card this weekend.
A huge Bellator card announced for July, or is it June? Where
it's in Chicago, yeah, June or July, Chicago.
Nemkov is fighting UL.
Chicago boys should try to get out to that.
And then crazy Pitbull going down to 135.
Yeah,
to try to get a triple belt.
Sergio Pettis go for the triple belt in Bellator.
We should try to hook up the Chicago guys with Bellator to do some content leading up to that. I saw White Sox Dave might be boxing Pearl Gonzalez this week. Did you see that?
Well, no, she's boxing in the Game Bread.
No, I know. And he said he wants to box her. They're just waiting on if she could get it cleared because she's fighting this weekend. She wants to fight him this week.
That's wild.
I said, just keep your hands up.
Dave ever?
I doubt it.
I don't think he's ever boxed or anything.
He's gonna.
Like that.
Has he been punched in the face?
I don't think so.
He's gonna get.
That's what I said. I said. I said this sounds like a train wreck.
That's a really good. That was so funny from him. White Sox Dave does talk like he hasn't been punched.
There's a lot of people you can tell the way they carry themselves. They've been punched in the face.
He's like, I don't give a fuck about you. And it's like, dude, this guy could kill you. And
I'd like to see him get in there with like a Bellator, like flyweight or bantamweight.
No, he'd die.
He would, but I'd like to see it. I told him, just keep your hands up. Please, bro, just keep your hands up the whole time.
Oh, it's at Wintrust. That's where DePaul plays. Yep. Basketball arena.
It's a nice arena.
Honestly, I'd be down to go if we could.
Me too.
That'd be fun.
I haven't been to
in the summer.
In Chicago in the summer is great. Maybe the Cubs are in town.
Maybe you could spend a couple days at the Chicago office, see some fights.
Yeah, no,
there's some interviews there.
No, Ben Davis is right. He's if White Sox Dave fought 125 pounder on the Bellator roster, he would die.
He fought, if he fought an atom weight on the Invicta roster, he might die.
You're right. Yeah. No disrespect.
White Sox Dave got more in UFC. He would be the guy that'd be like, oh, like I could beat up Demetrius Johnson.
Yeah, definitely.
Like that, he's like that little fucker.
My favorite.
That was Dave. The first time he ever like heard of Demetrius Johnson was on Radio Row. They were like, hey, we could offer you the UFC 125 pound champ, and he was like, he's a 125 pound champ. He's like, I'd like to see this guy. He's like, I think I could probably beat this guy up. He's like, Robbie, I weigh like 160, 170. Like, come on. All right. He probably weighed 170, 180, whatever. And I was like, all right, let's just wait till he comes over here. The second Demetrius Johnson walked over, he was like, all right, I take it back. No, never mind. I disagree.
He have him fight James Vick. No.
James Vick, there's corner now. Corner stuff now.
James Vick.
Whose corner was he? He was in.
Very recently. He was in someone's corner.
Was it Altramano's corner or somebody?
That sounds right.
I think he was
Al Tremaine this past weekend.
Yeah, no, it was 100% this past weekend. I think it was Al Tremaine.
James Vick.
He was his corner, one of his corner guys.
Leading up to the UFC, our Gaethje Fiziev fight, I would just be on UFC's Instagram, and they would just show that poor clip of James Vick just dying.
Oh, with the
from Gaethje. Yeah. Crazy about that? I think Gaethje was an underdog in that fight.
He wasn't. That was his first. I think that was his first fight after losing back to back to Alvarez and Poirier.
Yeah.
So his stock was
Vic is fighting for Karate Combat. Shout out Karate Combat. They have a pretty cool. I love their. I don't know if you call it a ring. It's pretty sick.
Oh, it's the pit.
The pit. It's awesome.
Yeah, it is awesome. And they're. I think they're the people that run Karate Combat. I think are stoolies.
They are. No.
Shout out to them because they've messaged me sometimes with like nice stuff. I hope we could figure something out one day to like get to an event.
I think Ben's done stuff with them.
Yeah,
for sure.
They're good people. Cool events too. I think Mac Malley runs their social. He's a good guy on MMA Twitter as well.
All right. I unfortunately have to leave.
All right. Yeah. It's 11. All right. Do we have anything else we want to touch on before we get out of here? We'll obviously have a show on Thursday to break down some fights as well. Or
no fights this week.
No fights other than
PFL. No UFC this weekend.
And Ev will be on stream. So we'll see about later this week.
I'll be flying on Thursday. I won't be crazy. I'll be there for a long time, but I won't be super busy actually.
All right. So we'll see like about later this week. Maybe we'll do a
stream on Monday.
Maybe
something will break too.
A remote show.
Well, I guess it's really just if Chiesa takes a late minute fight. Do you see the thing with Kevin Lee?
Yeah.
He said it.
And then Chiesa turned it down. Wasn't true.
I saw that Kevin Lee isn't in USADA yet, that he hasn't done the two tests. So I don't know.
He wrote in his thing. He was having begging for a fight for 6 months and like, I can't get one.
He said that he had it with Chiesa. It's booked. And then they were like, no, it's not.
Also, Nico Price he lives in Miami, and he's like, I'll fight. He's like, I'll step in.
That would be sick.
So that would be a solid.
That'd be a good.
I think it's a very winnable fight for Chiesa.
Yeah, shout out Don Fry. If you haven't watched Don Fry fights, just spend the rest of your day doing that. Don't work. It's overrated anyways.
Good point. Quiet quit your job. That's the message from Spin and Backfist today.
But if you have bills to pay or kids, I mean, I get it.
Gamble responsibly. All right, guys. We'll see you later.